Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 227 of Creekside with Don and Jan, the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the Owl Creek Gazette and haven't experienced this yet, then we wanted you to know that we're a free publication based out of Greenville, Illinois, but we go to all kinds of counties, 12 counties to be exact, throughout the state, and we focus on self-reliance and do-it-yourselfism, and we kind of described our Owl Creek Gazette approach to living and learning as independent, off-the-grid, out-of-the-box, self-reliant, volunteerist, and kitschy. So we invite you to check out our website at owlcreekgazette.com. Now, all that said, today is June the 4th.
It is. It's been an interesting day today. We've had everything from sunshine and bugs to humid weather, and we walk outside and it just slaps you in the face. Welcome to St. Louis area summertime weather.
I was going to say, this is how the Midwest rolls when June starts, sometimes even before June.
So. Well, and it has. We have a special guest today.
We do.
This is cool. I was just reading the backside of Cheryl's business card here. Let me just read this to you. Cheryl Eicher-Jett, author, historian, blogger, speaker, and Route 66 chick, and Facebook.com times two. She's running two or three Facebook pages.
At least.
My goodness.
And she's a return guest to Creekside with Don and Jan.
A repeat offender.
That's right. So anyway, welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Thanks, Jan and Don. Happy to be here again. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And we just said we're going to make this an annual event because we had such a good time with you last time. And last year, I just looked at my records here. Episode 175, June 5th, 2016, you joined us. And we had just come off a road trip on Route 66.
You have.
And so we had all kinds of things to share about that. But tonight we want to talk to you about really what's coming up with more of a Illinois version of Route 66. So first of all, before we get started with the Illinois version, why don't you tell us a little bit about Route 66 in general? I said to Don before we started the show, you know, there's probably some young folks that Route 66 is not a familiar phrase. So those folks tuned in, we want to hear them to hear from you
sure.
about that.
Sure. Well, most people or some people know that we just celebrated Route 66's 90th birthday this last November, on November 11th, because Route 66, along with the rest of the U.S. federal highway system, was designated on November 11th, 1926. Mm-hmm. So we just celebrated the 90th birthday. And I celebrated the 90th birthday with people from about six different countries, a lot of our international friends, at a gathering in Los Angeles on that date.
But that was one excited group of people.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. We had a big dinner in Pasadena, and it was based on a Route 66 festival that a gentleman named Scott Piotrowski in Los Angeles, who's a wonderful Route 66 in the California area historian and ambassador for Route 66. So he and some of the other people in Los Angeles got this event together.
So the road starts in Chicago.
It does. It starts in Chicago.
We just talked about it, right in front of the Art Museum,
we
right?
We did, right. That's the original. Right. That's the original right. Eastern Terminus. And right. then in 37, it was moved out onto what we know now as Lakeshore Drive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the Art Institute corner at Jackson, Michigan was the original Eastern Terminus. And it goes all the way to Los Angeles downtown, which was the original Western Terminus. And then it was moved to the Santa Monica Pier. So it was sort of stretched out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So over 2,400 miles, and the National Park Service estimates that we can drive about 85% of it.
Well, and through Illinois, it's mostly been replaced by I-55, right?
Yes, correct. I-55 follows it. It follows the old path of 66, mm-hmm. which also followed the Chicago-Alton Railroad, mm-hmm. which, you know.
And if you look out your window as you pass places like Hamel, Illinois, you can look out your window and see that's the old road over there to my right.
The frontage road for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, that is cool.
Not totally, but a lot of Illinois.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, just get off the road, for crying out loud, and ride the original.
and for anyone else that's listening that's not real sure about Route 66, it does go through 8 states. So Illinois, Missouri, the corner of Kansas, 13.2 miles, Oklahoma, the panhandle of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and into California.
Tell me, okay, what is the true pronunciation of that town in Oklahoma that has the big casinos? Starts with a T. Tucumcari? Is it Tucumcari?
Oh, that's New Mexico. That's New Mexico. Tucum. The locals call it Tucumcari.
Tucumcari. And that's why did I say it was in Oklahoma? I'm a duck.
Well, we've got to get on the road again and straighten up our locations.
You know what
here.
Town I thought you were going to ask me about in Oklahoma was where the Coleman Theater is.
Oh.
Because that's spelled M-I-A-M-I. But the one in Florida is Miami, but the one in Oklahoma is Miami.
Miami.
And okay. They want you to say that correctly, Miami. I'm sure, when you go through there.
Yes, yes.
Well, we've got, and like I said before, we've taken that route and done most of Route 66, and it's just Americana at its finest. It's just fun. There's unique stops you would never expect to discover. Well, the Blue Whale. And all those fun things along the way. But anyway, so now let's bring ourselves back to Illinois and the Blue Carpet Corridor and the event that's coming up, if you want to give us some information on that.
Sure, sure. This will be our third annual Blue Carpet Corridor Festival weekend, and I use the term weekend loosely because the third annual event, it's one day only, Saturday, this coming Saturday, June 10th. And we have 12 participating communities. Every community has at least one official passport stop, and we have two or three towns that actually have two passport stops. So you have a choice. You don't have to go to both. And the passport stops are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can pick up your free souvenir 2017 passport in any of the towns, and then you can get a unique stamp, unique to that town. You can get a stamp in each of the 12 towns, so that completes your passport.
It starts, for folks around here, we could start in Burton and make our way down to the last stop in Collinsville, correct?
Correct, yeah. Correct. But people can start at either end that they want to. So typically, if people are coming over from Missouri, they'll start at Collinsville, or mm-hmm. if they live around here or they live in Springfield, they're going to start at the northern end.
Now, last year you described why the different carpet. So this is the blue
color.
Portion of the carpet,
this
right?
This is the blue portion of the carpet. About a dozen years ago, two Route 66 enthusiasts in the northern part of the state, one a tourism director and one a preservationist, had the idea to name our approximately 300 miles of Illinois 66 as the red, white, and blue corridor. Kind of a nod to patriotism, I guess, in Illinois, and then also a chance for, to break it down into more manageable event size.
Because you wouldn't want somebody from Pontiac telling you what to do in your neighborhood, right?
Well, because it's pretty hard to do all those communities, even
right.
in 2 days, let alone one.
Right.
So that's how that evolved. So the Red Carpet Corridor in the north just had their 11th annual event in May, and this will be our third. And then the White Carpet Corridor in the central part of the state will have their first festival weekend in July. So we're also May, June, July, we're out of order as far as, geographically, but otherwise we're 3 months in a row.
But that's nice in the sense that gives someone who wants to travel the whole length and experience the whole length three opportunities, you know, to break that up a little bit, whether they need more time off their job or vacation or whatever. So that's a good way to do it.
It really is, mm-hmm. because people can just have three really full weekends that mm-hmm. they can enjoy. And One thing that we kind of do the same way in all three corridors is the variety of events. Each community plans their own events and activities. So you might find a car show in one community. You might find lots and lots of vendors and citywide garage sales in one. Some of the towns have long-running festivals. For instance, this will be Edwardsville's 20th annual Route 66 festival this year.
Very cool.
And there's a lot of children's activities along the way, too.
Well, why don't you tell us when you start up at Vernon, or Verdon, or you start at Collinsville, whichever way you want to do that, tell us some of the activities people can expect to find.
All right, good enough. This year, Verdon and Girard and Carlinville are primarily having just an expanded passport stop. You know, they might have some entertainment or souvenirs, that type of thing, but it's mm-hmm. just basically a passport stop. Gillespie has a wonderful new attraction. Gillespie has a new museum. It's the Illinois Coal Museum at Gillespie. And it was open just limited hours last year, and it's still not completely open all the time, but it's open on a limited basis, and they've got wonderful displays in there. So that's the passport stop in Gillespie, and people can tour. And they're going to really be really excited when they see that, if they have the slightest interest in mm-hmm. mining, because there have been just lots and lots of donations of both local history and mine equipment and paraphernalia.
Isn't that nice when people can come together and bring such a museum to people that otherwise that might have been lost, that kind of history?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the locals have been wonderful. They brought in, you know, photos and tin lunch buckets and tools mm-hmm. and some other historic sites and museums and organizations have donated displays about mining that they're no longer using. And there's been some extremely large equipment donated that's sitting outside. So that's what you do in Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
Staunton has a real nice Route 66 festival and Wing Fest. They have live bands all day. They have a car show down their main street. They have the local Shriners Club band, and they put on a great show. So that's fun in Staunton, and all kinds of food. Lots of food.
Well, lots of food. That's the important part.
No event is ever complete in the Midwest, especially without food involved.
You have to have food choices.
You got to have chicken. You got to have beer someplace.
Yes, that's correct.
You can't be this close to Anheuser-Busch.
They just go together, don't they?
You betcha. But you can't advertise it that way, I understand, anymore.
No. Then in Hamel, they have expanded passport stop, and the passport stop is at Wheezy's Route 66 Bar and Grill, which is an experience in itself just to go there. And it's fun to go in there. All the waitresses, all the cooks, everyone is wearing a blue carpet corridor t-shirt. So you go in and it's just a sea of blue.
Oh, cool.
So that's a fun stop. And then in Edwardsville, as I mentioned, it will be the Parks Department's 20th annual Route 66 Festival. They've got live music all day. And even though our passport hours are officially 8 to 5, the Staunton Festival and the Edwardsville Festival will be open all during the evening with live music and mm-hmm. vendors as well. So if anybody wants to stay late. The other thing that we have going on in Edwardsville at our passport stop, we have a local author fair. So we have a number of local authors in a lot of genres. We've got fiction, science fiction, horror, zombie, fantasy. And then there our local Edwardsville historian, Cindy Reinhart, will be there with her local history books. Yours truly will be there with all of her Route 66 books.
Well, and that gives us a chance to, I wanted to mention, you've written quite a few Route 66 books. So if you want to mention those, go ahead.
Sure, thank you. I've written 6 books, and 4 of them are on Route 66. I've done Route 66 in Illinois and Route 66 in Kansas with my co-author, Joe Sonderman, in St. Louis. And then I also did Route 66 in Madison County and Route 66 in Springfield, our capital. So I will have all those with me. And then we'll have somebody new that we're pulling into the Blue Carpet Corridor family this year. Joanne Cargis is her name, and she has been an architectural illustrator for many years. Wonderful artist. And she has done a new adult coloring book called Route 66 Splendor that's just delightful. And it's currently a big hit in St. Louis. So she will be there autographing copies of that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so we'll have some fun things going on.
You've got your very own adult coloring book.
We just started
on that one.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Well, we've got, speaking of things that are going on in June, we've got one thing that we want to share with you right now.
The 6th Annual Greenville Graffiti Car Show is Saturday, June 17th in downtown Greenville. Come see the cars and stars in Greenville. Meet Tyler Dale, Barry Williams, and Eddie Deason. The car show is open to 1992 and older cars and trucks for judging, open to all for display. $15 entry fee for judging, $7 entry fee for display only. And you can find out more by visiting us on Facebook at Greenville Graffiti Car Show. We'll see you Saturday, June 17th in downtown Greenville.
And we're back. We've gotten through 7 towns. There's 5 to go, right?
Yes, correct. Next up would be Glen Carbon. And Glen Carbon's passport stop is at their Heritage Museum, which is definitely worth some time to take a look at. They've got a cool thing. They've got a selfie station with some Route 66 backdrops.
Oh,
so
cute.
We were talking earlier about forgetting to take our pictures when we go on trips. So this is a gentle reminder that you should take pictures. So they've got that.
Bring your phone and your camera.
Yes, absolutely. And they usually have a special exhibit in honor of Blue Carpet Corridor weekend. It's either on Route 66 or vintage gas station, something that's relatable. They've got live music in the afternoon with George Ports and his Friends of Bluegrass. And I think they've got some refreshments. Then starting back up at Litchfield on the other alignment, the later alignment, the passport stop is at the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they have got a special thing going on because U-Belt's Bakery, which is well known in the Litchfield, Montgomery, Litchfield, Mount Olive area, it's their U-Belt's 95th year of operation. And they are being welcomed this year into the Route 66 Hall of Fame. So there will be some sweet treats waiting at the Litchfield Museum from U-Belt's Bakery.
Oh, how nice.
But there's no guarantee on how late in the day those will last. So get there early
they'll be gobbled up pretty fast.
Yes. Then in Mount Olive, the passport station is at Soulsby Station again this year. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the Soulsbys because you had done the interview with them at one point in time.
In fact, in the magazine, when we have the Blue Carpet Corridor in our publication, we put Mr. Soulsby's picture in there. And
it's wonderful.
You know, I remember that day so well. It was 20 years ago, which I was shocked when I got to calculating up how long ago it was. Don and my mom and our two sons, we drug our two teenage sons at the time, and they were like, why are we doing this? Well, you're going because this will be good for you.
Yes.
And we've got pictures of them, you know, all of us there together with Mr. Soulsby. And my cousin came. They were riding the Route 66 route, and we just kind of all converged on Mr. Soulsby.
Sweet old guy.
It was just a delight.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Good memories.
Good. New this year, some of the people involved with the Mother Jones Museum will have the Mother Jones Museum open in Mount Olive.
Mm-hmm.
That won't be 8 to 5. It'll be slightly shorter hours, but the majority of the day that museum will be open. And they may also have some Mother Jones experts out at the Mother Jones Monument and Gravesite as well. So there'll be some things to see and do in Mount Olive. Troy will have their passport stop again this year in front of the newspaper building, the Times Tribune building. And I think that they're going to have, you know, photo ops with the murals. And the Historical Society may be there with some activities.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, kind of an expanded passport stop. Collinsville has added some things this year. They are going to have 2 passport stops. One is, again, this year at the world's largest catsup bottle.
Because it wouldn't be right not to have that there.
It would be a cardinal sin. And the catsup bottle people will have catsup and souvenirs of all sorts for sale and photo ops, their photo op boards there.
Mm-hmm. Will Brooks Brothers catch it?
Yes.
Or Brooks capture it?
So
Brooks they Brothers.
Brooks Brothers disclosed.
That's close. Brooks Brothers.
Kind of close.
Brooks Ketchup, not Brooks, Brooks Brothers.
Not Brooks Brothers. You would not want to get Brooks Ketchup on your Brooks
you
Brothers.
Would, you
not
would
with,
not.
Not without Brooks, the dry cleaner.
Right. Exactly. This year also they're having a passport stop, and they're starting a small Route 66 History Festival downtown in Collinsville, which will be at the historic D.D. Collins House in Collins Park. So that will be fun. They've got classic cars, and they've got children's activities, caricatures, and historic house tours. And the other things going on in Collinsville are from 10 till 2, there'll be tours at the Historic Miners Theater. And they have some really cool souvenir dash plaques that they're giving away to their first 100 people that come through to tour. And then there's also a nature and culture hike at Cahokia Mound State Historic Site that day. So there are really a lot of different activities in Collinsville. So my apologies to anyone that I missed out on your activities. But really, every town will have something. And between the museums and the historic sites and the things for kids to do. And there'll be cars
everywhere.
And we've got a new thing, a new component this year that we're calling Route 66 Royalty. We have invited car clubs from all the surrounding states and Illinois to come and compete for the new Route 66 Royalty Traveling Trophy, which is about 60 pounds of powder-coated car parts topped with a Route 66 shield and sitting on a base of historic Route 66 brick.
That's great.
It's really cool.
Oh, that is cool.
And so that will be a traveling trophy, and the car club with the most check-ins at the passport stops will get that trophy for a year, and then they'll also get a dash plaque for their car.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've got a Model A club coming, which is real eye candy. So
yeah, that'll be
cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, if folks want to know more about this above and beyond what we've talked about, how can they find out details? Website, Facebook, all kinds of good places.
Absolutely. We encourage everybody to go to the website, and it is www.bluecarpetcorridor.org. And there's a lot of updates on there. There's also pages with information on lodging and food in the various communities. So there's more information on there than just on the event.
Mm-hmm.
There's also schedules for some of the towns on their year-round events. So if people can't make it to Blue Carpet Corridor, they can see what there is to do in these communities on other weekends.
Mm-hmm.
The car club invitation is downloadable on the homepage of the website, and there's a complete list with street addresses of the passport stops. And then as of either tomorrow or Tuesday, our complete schedule of activities will be available to download right from the website. So people can download and have all that with them this next weekend.
And then on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page and a Facebook group, but just for ease of finding, we encourage you to go to the group because that's a little easier for everybody to post their news and updates on.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get the most current news on there. And on Facebook, just look for Route 66 Blue Carpet Corridor and ask to join. And I live on social media, so you'll be admitted to the group very soon.
Very quickly. I bet she's got one of those really big phones, too. Those screens that are about to look like a computer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You also brought in a brand new, just released Illinois Route 66 Visitor's Guide from IllinoisRoute66.org. Is that right?
Yes,
tell me about correct. Tell me about the book that you brought in.
That's the new Visitor's Guide that comes from Illinois Route 66 Scenic Byway. The state of Illinois has 7 scenic byways, including, of course, the River Road and the Ohio River down south, and our Illinois Route 66 is one of those 7. I'm very privileged to be on the board of directors for that organization, so it's very exciting to me to see what's going on with Route 66 on from the perspective of the whole state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a new visitor's guide, and we've got one right here.
You do. I brought you
actually,
a small stack
of those.
You will really be informed. But the new visitor's guide has maps of the attractions in Illinois, and oddly enough, they're divided in approximately thirds. They're approximately red, white, and blue coverage.
Mm-hmm. And handy.
There's different sections in there listing the attractions and the events and festivals and different things. So that's,
and can we just, I mean, we'll give these away to the first three people that that I say on Facebook, I want a guide.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And they are available on the website to download. So people can simply download. It's a pretty big download.
Mm-hmm.
But these are available in most of our towns, particularly in the ones that have the museum and welcome center, like Litchfield Museum and Welcome mm-hmm. Center, Illinois Coal Museum, Glen Carbon Heritage Museum. You can pick one up, and cool. We'll definitely have I've got a couple cases of them for the Edwardsville passport stop. So if you haven't gotten one anywhere else, you'll be ready.
I'll have them.
I'll be ready.
We'll give one away here on Facebook. You know, in conjunction with doing this, we'll figure out a way to do that later.
We can work that out.
We'll just look for the post because Jan will have it out there soon.
And I also wanted to say, as you pulled up today, we just had to admire your van and your Route 66 chick.
Thank you.
That's your blog name, correct?
That's the name of my blog, is Route 66 Chick. And most people like the name. A few women, friends, and family members have cautioned me to the point that that's, you know, not always a...
Oh, pshaw. Yes,
exactly. And I think it's sort of a fun, tongue-in-cheek, rather self-deprecating way to look at it. And,
it's tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek. Ba-dum-bum. So anyway, that's the sign that's now on the van that says Route 66 Chick. So if you see a small white van with Route 66 Chick on the side, you know that's me. And it will be on display with some additional decoration on the outside by this coming weekend. And
Sweet.
It will also be on display with the vintage interior installed at the world's largest catsup bottle festival on July 9th.
Good deal.
That's cool.
Well,
and
you know,
before you start, mm-hmm. you should have worn your Route 66 purse.
Oh, yes. I have a purse that someone made for me after our Route 66 travels. One of the riders over at Highland Riders.
Uh-huh.
And so it would have gone just perfect with what I have on.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll run home and get that and just walk around town.
Sure. Bring that next Saturday.
I will do that. Yeah, absolutely. We also were talking before the show, and we were saying with your logo on your van, and we have Owl Creek Gazette on our car, and it's we forget that people see us coming.
Yes.
And by the time we park and get out, people are looking at us, and we're like, why are they looking at us? Well, they've already recognized who we are because we announced it as we walk in or as we pull up.
With us sometimes, though, they're running the other way.
That could happen to me.
We bring them back in, give them a magazine, and go from there. So, but it is funny. People do a double take, and it's a nice opportunity then when you get out to visit with those people that have done that double take. So.
Absolutely. I've had people recognize before I got the van. I drove a Prius for a number of years, and a Prius hybrid is not exactly what people think of as a Route 66 traveling vehicle, but it was quite well covered with Route 66 stickers, and I had the Prius recognized in places like Adrian, Texas, and Los Angeles, and different places. They said, "Oh, there she is!
Yeah, there she is! She's here." Well, if folks want to find you on your blog, then just like
Route66Chick.com.
Okie dokie, that's good. And one other thing too. The way you became a Route 66 chick, even though you dubbed yourself that, your history there was, I remember the last time we were on the show, you said your folks were always really into road trips.
Oh, they were.
And that kind of, you have created and continued that legacy, I guess.
Yes, I think so. And they were married for about 10 or 11 years before I came along. And they did a number of road trips, both east, Niagara Falls, New York State, and out west, Yellowstone, the Rocky Mountains, etc., and their photo scrapbooks of those are just some of my absolute treasures. But then when I came along, they didn't quit the road trip scene, and they taught me to read a road map. And I think that was sort of the deciding factor. So I think I can blame them for this.
You knew Randon McNally before you had the opportunity.
Absolutely. I think I was probably looking for road atlases when they sent me to school.
And now there's GPS, huh?
Exactly.
And it's nice to have it, but it takes some of the fun out of unfolding that map and then trying to fold it, because that was an art in and of itself to fold a map.
To fold a map back mm-hmm. up. I learned to do that, too, and you know I still carry maps. And when I tell that story, some people ask, you know, they'll say, oh, I'll bet you never track anything on GPS or your phone. I bet you're always, you know, a real map person. But you know I carry both. Because you get stuck sometimes in a place that you don't know how to get out of.
That's right. Better safe than sorry, for
so
sure.
So I do carry it. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll use it not to find my way, but just for an ETA. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have one small claim to fame. I'm the guy, or one of the guys, that taught the people how to use the stall folder used at Universal Map Company in St. Louis.
Wow.
So I can fold a map 3,000 a minute.
You're cheating, though. Not by hand, huh?
Load that's the very paper. Impressive, Don.
Load the paper and run it through the machine that knows how to do that with three bumps in it to get it to do it. So, hey, it's an art, and that's still done exactly the same way it was 50, 60 years ago.
What do they say? If it's not broke, don't fix it?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right.
Well, Sherry, give everybody one last reminder of where they can find out information, what's the date, and all the good details.
This coming Saturday, June 10th, official passport stops open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., but some of the towns will have live music, fun, food, and perhaps beverages during the evening. And if you will go to bluecarpetcorridor.org, you can get a lot of information and some things to download. And for updates up till sort of the last minute, you can get on Facebook and go to Route 66 Blue Carpet Corridor for updates. And we hope to see you this coming Saturday.
Absolutely.
We've got a great weather forecast.
That's good, too. That's so important, isn't it? When we do our events, we just look for the dry days and hope, fingers crossed. And so far, we've never had an event through the Owl Creek Gazette that the sun wasn't shining.
Yeah. We were mostly rained out the first year, and last year we had 100-degree heat. So we're really hoping that
happy
the
medium.
Third time is the charm.
Third time's the charm. That's a perfect way to look at it. And I just want to say before you go, would you stay with us and join us for it? We have a members-only podcast we do midweek. And if you'd stay, and our members can find out more about you and that van out there, too.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Y'all take care now. Bye-bye.